time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department.
It is 3:15 and it's that time that I chat to my celebrity, campus celebrity, Mark Allen.
Celebrity, I like
Why?
It.
Well, what's up? Don't you like it? Do you?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
I do feel that I woke up this morning feeling like a celebrity. Does that work?
Yes, it does, because there was a couple of commotions going on campus.
Of course.
So, yeah. But anyway, how are you?
Doing well. It's kind of weird talking about tech on a day like today.
It really is. I was just saying, like, why? It's really weird. I don't even want to talk about celeb gossip, even though I need to and I must. But I feel like the show must go on, Mark Allen.
Yes, exactly. And maybe just, I don't know, hopefully everybody knows how to use Twitter, because that looks like the way to do it.
That is
literally. Follow the activism.
Yeah, hashtag Stally's fees must fall.
Exactly.
If you don't know anything,
go online to twitter.com, type it in, hashtag Stally's must fall. Stally's fees must fall, right?
Stally's fees must fall. But
yes.
Moving away from that, let's go back to what we do on a Wednesday.
Yes, okay.
What's on the menu for today?
Well, we've had quite a few reports of people being caught out with online credit fraud.
Yeah.
And it's good to just talk about it again, what to do and what not to do. You want to pay your Takealot, you know, pay something on Takealot, you want to use your credit card. Remember a few things. And maybe, do you mind if I share it?
Four things.
Don't send emails that contain personal information. You know, don't put your ID number and anything like that into an email that you send to someone.
Yeah.
Even if it's like an online store, you know, just make sure that they use something that's, you don't.
But it's so tricky for you as a consumer not to do that, because they ask this stuff of you. So how do you know that you're sending off your information, personal information, to the legit people?
Yes. Well, I mean, obviously, usually if they ask you via email, then you'd sort of start worrying about the legit aspect of it. Most online stores have got a good online application form. Mm. And they use what you see. If you see on the left-hand bar in the URL, there's an HTTPS.
Mm.
And that's very important, because that means it's secure.
Okay.
So look out for that. And that's where you can fill out the information. Obviously, you need to be sure about, you know, why do they ask for my username and password? You know, do they really need the information? And just check that out, because those things can also be a problem later.
Okay.
And watch out what you install on your computer, your laptop or your PC. Don't install that nice app that displays all the nice videos,
Mark,
and stuff. You know,
I don't know how many times that thing has popped up on me, but not like those other videos. I'm just like, if I want to download something, it's something that just pops out on your screen, install, but there's an ad with pictures and cars, and then
your warning light should go on.
Yeah, I'm just like, okay, let me close this thing and find out why. What is that thing that actually pops up?
It's like a pop-up. They call it a pop-up.
Okay.
And it's something that tries to entice you to click it. And if you click it, they've got ways of installing software on your computer without you even being
known. You are lying.
Yes. So it's important to be very, you know, make sure you don't do it.
Do you think that could also be the cause of the internet quotes on campus increasing? Because there's been like an increase like in the past 3 months.
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
Yeah.
And one of the things we think it says is that Twitter and Facebook are starting to do automatically play videos.
But I hate that video. I told Tian last
week. Yes, it's also frustrating. But it could be those things. You know, what they do is, when you install these things on the back, they send personal information back to their servers, and that could also be one of the reasons. They'll try to maybe also use your PC to download information, because we're at the university, have got very high speed internet compared to the rest of South Africa.
Yeah.
So it's an excellent hub for anybody to use your PC to do stuff.
Listen.
Usually illegally.
So we don't click on those install stuff.
Don't.
We also don't give away personal information.
And make sure your antivirus and your spam blocker is up to date. You know, if you go to the IT hub and let them make sure everything is 100% in your PC, they can just check and see, do you have a spam blocker, do you have antivirus?
Yeah.
And that also helps to make it less.
Okay, and what else is there?
And on a similar note, I mean, phishing is now the other part. So when they send you
phishing
this email, it's called PH. Phishing.
Okay.
So that's a term they use for sending you this email that looks legit. It comes from FNB, and account has been suspended. You need to fill in your following details.
Yeah.
And similarly, we had a case where people said your mailbox is full. You need to just reset, send
your passwords
and stuff. And that's, nobody will ever do that. But it doesn't happen. FNB won't send you an email. The banks won't send you an email.
They won't ask you for your personal information.
They won't ask you to fill in your personal information like that online. So that should be your first warning line.
Warning signal.
But it's easy to kind of fall for it. Oh, Mark, my bank account. What happens if I can't pay my next, you know, and you just think through it.
Rationally.
Yes.
But let me tell you the story. Just on that note, I actually got an SMS from SARS. Wow, Leslie, you have like 20,000 in your thing. And I was just like, what? Is this like back pay? What is this? So I go to SARS and I'm just like, yay, where my money at? And the lady was just like, yeah, no, this is not for real.
Exactly.
I was actually so sad because I actually planned to use my 20 Gs.
Yes.
Yeah, so I get how people can be gullible about it.
Yes, and it's via SMS and an email. And, you know, you feel, yeah, maybe it's a windfall.
A real thing.
And now...
It's not real.
When it's too good to be true, it usually is. That's
truth. I don't know. Maybe I just really needed money.
Yeah, we like that. Now, something interesting. I don't know if you've seen. We've picked up a trend, and we've seen these sort of social or informal meetup apps sort of happening.
Okay.
A lot of people asking us about this app. One of the apps, you guys actually tweeted it this morning. It's about, it's called Squad.
Squad.
Yes.
Yeah, the breakfast show. They probably talked about it this morning, okay?
And my question is it something that the students really would want to use, or actually anybody would want to use? And or is a WhatsApp group just good enough? I mean, we use WhatsApp a lot, and we've got Facebook.
Yeah.
And we've got, will these kinds of apps... pay off, and is there a place for it in our environment, in our community?
I don't think so. It's just like that other app that you told me about.
Yes.
There was an app that you told me about that I said was useless, and that you were like, yeah, it's kind of cool.
Wow, there were so many of those. I can't. We did talk about that, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think these apps are going to be successful at the end of the day. So I'm giving it a grace period of like a couple of weeks, and if it doesn't, it will probably fizzle out.
Maybe. And I mean, it really depends on what. But I still feel that, you know, if you got your friends and you've, or just a few group friends in a class, you would just, you know, let's WhatsApp each other. Where are we meeting each other? And that's it.
You should just see Mark's frown on his face now. But is that all?
Almost.
Okay.
Just one shout out about...
Shout outs?
What's a shout out? Where do I get this terminology from? Me being
to
a radio
your
personality.
Start with your like, shout outs. Like okay, you can send one.
It's a promo. It's not really a shout out.
No, I think we need to stay with shout out. That was so cool.
That's so geeky of me. It's exam time almost. And I know the focus is a bit in different places, but remember that you've got our mobile apps. You can go to m.sun.ac.za and find your exam schedule,
and
find your exam results, and where it is, where the location is. Use your issue facilities app. Go onto the app stores. Go to Stellenbosch University.
Yeah.
Find the issue facilities app, and you can type in your student number, and you get your exam locations. And because often you write in places where you don't necessarily used to go to class. So, you know, definitely go there and use
it. Lesson for this week, don't install, don't give out passwords,
exactly.
And use your SUN app.
SUN app, yes.
Live.
And don't do shout-outs on radio.
You already did, it's fine. Tian joining me in studio next week again on Bits and Bytes. But thank you, Mark Allen.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter @ITStellenUni.